But first, The Wire started on the Community Radio Network 15 years ago, and we're looking back at the big stories of 2004 when we started. It was an election year, and the ALP had decided that they could not win against John Howard with Simon Crean as their leader. And in a contest with former leader Kim Beazley, Mark Latham, MP from Werriwa, was elected leader. After early optimism, a series of gaffes towards the end of the campaign gave voters enough reason to reject Latham, perhaps as being too risky. Max Tillman has the story.
Every few electoral cycles, Australian politics produces a rare find. In 2004, as the Howard government closed down on the lofty heights of Robert Menzies' 18 years at the helm, a new figure emerged from the southwestern suburbs of Sydney. He would climb the ladder of the Federal Labor Party at a breakneck speed, before standing on the precipice of becoming the nation's top politician. He was too weird to win, yet too rare to lose. Put simply, he was Mark Latham.
When I was growing up in public housing, my mother always told me to study hard and work hard.
In 2003, Mark Latham was a man on the rise in federal politics. He had something different, an identity as an outsider before it became the vogue expression for Australia's minor political characters, a foot in each camp, so to speak. Bob McMullen, former Labor MP and now adjunct professor at the Australian National University, watched as Mark Latham, after less than a decade in federal parliament, took the Labor leadership by a margin of 2 votes in December of 2003.
Yes, they were. I mean, he was a fresh face, and as I say, he was a very good communicator. He could create the little images in the air that people could see when he spoke about things. It wasn't, and so he was very effective, and for a while, he was on top. Howard was a bit disconcerted. He couldn't quite work out how to cope with Mark, because Mark kept coming at him from unusual directions.
When John Howard called the election for the 9th of October 2004, many within the Labor movement thought that his emphasis upon trust would play into the hands of young Latham.
When Howard announced the election, I remember him saying it's going to be about trust. And that seemed to me to be a strange thing, and because I thought people didn't actually trust him and it might backfire on him. But he was right.
But Latham's fresh approach to Labor politics was only half of his significance in 2004. To a motley crew of Sydney Uni graduates, Latham represented everything that was golden about Australian politics. Chas Licciardello is an Australian comedian and one of the members of satirical team The Chaser. In 2004, Mark Latham was a breath of fresh and exhilarating air to Australian satire.
The Liberal government at that point in time was getting very long in the tooth, and there was a general sense of desperation. Seemingly, in an election where Liberals were up against it, you had Mark Latham, who was this completely loose cannon, and it was probably the most unfortunate choice that Labor could have chosen going into that election, given the desperation of Liberals at the time.
Yet it wasn't just the fresh face that appealed to the chaser. Mr. Latham carried his everyman persona into the halls of power. He was approachable, and therefore, perfect ammunition for political satire.
Good thing about Latham, and this is what did make our job easy, is that he was approachable. Like, and when I say it made our job easy, I don't mean in terms of making jokes, I mean in terms of a stunt show. Because, of course, the key with the chaser is not that we were great political satirists. The key with the chaser was that we actually got in people's faces.
Getting in Latham's face won the chaser a Logie in 2005. Yet that level of political access would never be the same. With the 2007 election far more security-focused, that era of spontaneous political stunts had finally come to an end.
We had this rare instance where both leaders were going out of their way to end up on our show when we approached them.
In the 15 years since the 2004 election, Mark Latham has left the Labor Party, published a book called A Conga Line of Suckholes, and joined One Nation. But to McMullen, his former colleague, it's a sign of Latham's lifelong desire to be his own man, and in many ways, his own politician.
Mark and I always had our disagreements, but I never thought he would finish up either in the New South Wales Upper House or in One Nation. I mean, neither of them seemed very likely at the time. So it's a sad journey in a way, but it's a free country. That's what he's chosen to do.
Former Labor Minister and Adjunct Professor at the Crawford School of the Australian National University, Bob McMullen, ending that report by Max Tillman and myself.